The Book of Ruth, Chapter 3 today, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you?" Ruth left her homeland in order to move to Israel, where she could care for her widowed mother-in-law. Now her mother-in-law is working to make sure that Ruth is cared for. Goes right along with what the Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Verse 2, "And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens you were? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor." Bethlehem had a public threshing floor, and Naomi knew that Boaz had reserved it for that evening, which means that he would be camping out next to his pile of grain in order to protect it. 3. "Wash yourself, therefore, and anoint, and put your raiment upon you, and get you down to the floor. But make not yourself known to the man until he shall have done eating and drinking." In other words, don't look like a mourning widow anymore, Ruth. Start looking like a lady who's available. Get dressed up, get cleaned up, put on something that smells good, and go down there and ask Boaz to marry you, is what Naomi has in mind. Verse 4, "And it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall mark the place where he shall lie, and you shall go in and uncover his feet, and lay ye down, and he will tell you what you shall do." Naomi and everyone else knew Boaz was a man of God, and that's why Ruth was told, "Do whatever Boaz says. He will tell you what you should do." A person who has a solid walk with God will be solid, and they will make solid decisions and give solid counsel, and you can depend on them to do the correct thing. 5. "And she said to her, all that you say to me, I will do." Ruth trusted and respected her mother-in-law. She trusted her enough to know that she would never steer her wrong. Godly people are usually trusted by others. Verse 6. "And she went down to the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bid her." Ruth had a legal right to claim Boaz as a redeemer, and her actions here were part of the process. It may seem questionable to us, but what she was doing was considered very proper. 7. "And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down." Now, this doesn't mean that Boaz got smashed and passed out. The fact is, he ate and drank all that he wanted and was feeling good. And so he laid down and covered up and fell asleep. Ruth comes in, lays down by his feet, and she pulls the blanket, which means Boaz is going to feel a little chilly here pretty soon. Verse 8, "And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet." At midnight, Boaz was startled. And he woke up and he jumped. He jumped when he saw someone laying down by his feet. 9. "And he said, who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your handmaid. Spread therefore your skirt over your handmaid, for you are a near kinsman. Boaz understood Ruth was saying, you are my relative, you are able to take care of me, will you do it? She's saying, redeem my dead husband's property, marry me, and raise up a child in his name according to the law of Moses, if you will. 10. And he said, blessed be you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as you followed not young men, whether poor or rich. Boaz was a pretty special guy because of his godliness. But you would never convince him of that. And that's because the closer a person gets to God, the more any sin in their life is magnified in their own mind. He didn't figure he deserved a woman like Ruth, and she actually didn't figure she deserved a guy like Boaz. 11. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to you all that you require. For all the city of my people does know that you are a virtuous woman. Ruth could have ignored all that Redeemer stuff. She could have married into a new family and started a new life. But her concern for Naomi, her respect for her dead husband, and her desire to do right before God caused her to choose Boaz. Plus, he was godly, and she was godly. So, for that reason, she was also drawn to him. Verse 12. And now it is true that I am your near kinsman. However, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Sounds like Boaz has been thinking about this a little bit. Sounds like he may have been thinking about marrying Ruth for some time. He's thought about it long enough to realize that there's a potential roadblock to this marriage, because there's a closer relative to Naomi than he is. 13. He said, tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform to you the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of the kinsman to you, then will I do the part of a kinsman to you, as the Lord lives. Lie down until the morning. So, the nearest kinsman will get the first shot at Ruth. Ruth and Boaz seem to love each other and genuinely want to be married. But now there's this third party that's holding the key to their future. In a situation where you have no control over your future, it is good to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because then you can trust him to do the right thing for you. 14. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Boaz says, it's a good idea for you to leave here before morning. Of course, nothing sinful happened that night, but that doesn't matter to some people. Some people do not get the facts straight before they start to talk and gossip. Verse 15. Also he said, bring the veil that you have upon you and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her. And she went into the city. And this was about 50 pounds of grain that Ruth carried home. 16. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who are you? Another way to translate this might be, how did it go, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. So literally she asked, who are you, my daughter? In other words, should I start calling you Mrs. Boaz? Who are you? In other words, who do you belong to? 17. She said, these six measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, go, not empty, to your mother-in-law. And here you see that Boaz cared about the woman he loved, and he also cared about her family. Like it or not, marriage is a package deal. There's always the in-law thing. It's good for a person to consider that before they marry someone. 18. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Ruth's part was to request redemption from Boaz. His part was to take care of the details. And it's the same with us and Christ. We ask to be taken, we ask to be forgiven. Jesus takes care of the details. We'll finish up our study in Ruth next time. Look at chapter 4.